Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight we are going to, Bezaz Hashem, finish the halachos of waking up in the morning. The past couple of classes, we took a break for Birchas Hilonos in the middle, but we were discussing some of the halachos of waking up in the morning. We'll finish that tonight, Bezaz Hashem, and then tomorrow night, next time, we will start a discussion of the halachos of interruptions in the middle of davening. I got a request to do those halachos. Those are complicated halachos, as far as if a woman comes late to davening in shul, when she's allowed to answer what. That'll be Bez Hashem tomorrow night. Tonight we're just going to finish with a few important halachos in regards to the halachos of waking up in the morning. So last time we talked about a case where a person does not have access to a cup. They need to wash negelwasser in the morning, and they have plenty of water, they have a faucet, but they do not have a cup. So we said that you open and close the faucet 6 times for the right, left, right, left, right, left. You stick each hand in, but you have to open and close the faucet 6 times. Let's say a person has the exact opposite situation. They have a cup, but it doesn't help them because they have no water. They are somewhere where they just woke up in the morning, or whether they did wake up, they didn't wake up, like we discussed those halachos, and they don't have any access to water whatsoever. So the halacha is, what a person should do is they should wipe their hands either on wood or on earth or on a dry cloth or anything that will clean their hands. That could be a halacha that you're familiar with, that there are situations where if a person doesn't have water, they'll wipe their hands on something else. And over here in the morning, then you would say a bracha, but you would say the bracha not al netilas yadayim, rather al nekiyus yadayim. Nekiyus, naki, means clean. Nun, kuf, yud, vav, saf. Al nekiyus yadayim. A regular bracha of al and then later, when a person gets access to water, they should wash again, but without a bracha. Again, we're talking about a case where a person has a cup, just they don't have water, then they should wipe their hands on a cloth or on wood, say al nekius yadayim, and then when they get access to water, they should wash without a bracha. Also in the morning, a person should wash their face and their mouth out. It's a Mishneh Berurah and Siman Daled of Katan Beis, that's the cover to Hashem to daven like that. We're going to wake up now, we're going to do Torah, learn Torah and mitzvahs and daven, so it's covered to wash their face and to be clean in front of Hashem. If it's Shabbos and a person doesn't want to wash their face because they have makeup on, my wife does professional makeup and I know people are very careful, they're very makbid, they try to have their makeup stay on as long as possible, and as you could guess, I looked and looked around and I didn't see anybody that spoke about it. I didn't think I would find anyone who speaks about it, and sure enough, I didn't see any Sfarim talk about such a case. Does a woman need to wash their face Shabbos morning if they don't want to? So I guess the halacha is that you don't have to, especially because Rashi in Shabbos Daf Nun says that the whole reason is because a person should look beautiful in front of Hashem. So maybe a person figures, if my makeup stays on, then I'll look more beautiful than if my makeup was washed off. So I guess I would tell you that Shabbos this morning, you do not need to wash your face if you do not want to. If a person gets up in the middle of the night and they realize that they're hungry or they're thirsty, you know what happens? You wake up, let's say, 2 o'clock in the morning and you're very thirsty. You want to make a bracha of shahakol and you want to take a drink, but you're going to go back to sleep. So the halacha is that you need to wash your hands to make the bracha of shahakol, but it doesn't need to be 3 times on each hand. When you wake up in the morning, like we discussed last time, of course it needs to be 3 times on each hand, or 4 times if that's your custom, right, left, right, left, right, left. But in the middle of the night, you don't need to do that. But you do need to wash your hands. You could just run them under the sink, and then your hands are clean, and then you are now able to make a bracha. It doesn't have to be with a cup on each hand, because it's not because of the ruach ra. It's just simply because our hands are not clean in the middle of the night. And of course, you do not make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. You just simply go wash your hands. Then you are allowed to go get something to eat and to go get something to drink if you'd like in the middle of the night, and then you'll be able to say Baruch Nefashos. And it's the same thing. If you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, which for sure is normal, you go to the bathroom 2-3 o'clock in the morning and you want to say a bracha of Asher Yatzar, of course you need to wash your hands because of the fact that you slept and because of the fact that you used the bathroom. You need to wash your hands in order to say Asher Yatzar. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Daled, Sifya Daled, that if a person wakes up before Alois HaShachar, which means before daybreak, they need to go on a business trip or they need to travel somewhere, and they're waking up for the day. the waking up very early, and in the winter it doesn't even have to be so early, but a person needs to wake up early, and they're waking up before it even gets light outside, before daybreak, and it's still totally dark outside. So what does a person do in regards to negelvaser in such a situation? So the halacha is that you do wash your hands with a bracha of al netilas yadayim, the regular bracha. However, the only knetch is that when it does get light outside, then you should wash again without a bracha. So if a person wakes up early in the morning, then you wash with al netilas yadayim. Reb Chaim Kanevsky does this every night because he wakes up at 2:30 in the morning and he's up for the day to learn Torah. You wash with the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Reb Chaim Kanevsky doesn't skip al netilas yadayim every day. You say the bracha of al netilas yadayim, and then later, after it gets light outside, you wash again, but this time without a bracha. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky himself says that you don't need to rush. We said before many times that you're supposed to wash as soon as possible. Over here, if you wash before daybreak and now you wash again later without a bracha, you do not need to rush. Whenever you get access to water, you just go ahead and wash without a bracha. One last halacha is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that a woman does not need to tie her left shoe first. You may be familiar with the halacha by men, that men, since they wear tefillin, there's a custom that as far as tying their shoes, the left shoe and the right shoe, a man who's a righty and they wear tefillin on their left hand, so they should tie their left shoe first. Someone who's a lefty, like myself, so then you tie your right shoe first. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that for women, since women do not wear tefillin, they do not need to be careful about this halacha, and they could tie whichever shoe they want first. Not everybody agrees to this because there are other reasons besides the tefillin, but that is how Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in Halicha Shlema, and therefore for tying your shoes, if you wear shoes or sneakers that need to be tied, it doesn't make a difference which one you tie first. As we mentioned last night, there's been a lot of talk recently as far as Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and there is an interesting Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, that says that the Pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem mi Yerushalayim, that Torah comes out from Tzion, comes out from Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says that because of that, Gemara with Tosfos says that we used to set up Malamdei Tinoikos. You need to have teachers of Torah in Yerushalayim. And Tosfos explains that when someone was in Yerushalayim, they saw the Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Kayanim doing the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and they got so inspired, and they wanted to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they saw such Kedusha and such holiness. So because of that, we needed to have people there teaching Torah, to have people be able to have the ability to learn the Torah because they got inspired. And Rabbi Aaron Cutler says that we see from here that every person needs to make themselves into a small Beis HaMikdash, a little Mikdash Ma'at, because every person is able to inspire others. And if a person sees that you are keeping the Torah, keeping the mitzvahs, davening correctly, and having good midos, or refraining from Lashon Hara, that inspires others. And that gives others the interest, wow, I want to be like that, and I want to grow. And that is what Rabbi Aaron says can have an effect on one person to another. But it's famously said from Rabbi Aaron something on a much broader scale. And this is something that I've mentioned before. I mentioned this in Prima Pizza, and I think I mentioned this in the Tuesday morning share of when September 11th happened, the Twin Towers. I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I was learning in the Mir. It was my Shana Rishayna. It was my first year that I was married. And I was at Shir by Rabbi Asher Arieli. Rabbi Asher Arieli is my Rebbe, and it's somebody that you've heard of. He gives the biggest Shir in the world. Nowadays, he gives, I think it's 600 people in a Shir. In my days, it was only 300 people in a Shir. And when the Twin Towers took place, it was around 9:15 in the morning, American time, which is in the afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Asher gives Shir at around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and that had just happened a couple hours before Shir. And before Shir started, one of the Americans went over to Rav Asher just to explain to him what exactly is Manhattan, what exactly is the Twin Towers. Rav Asher has never been to America, and he doesn't really know what these things are. So one of the Americans, about half of us were Americans, maybe even a little bit more, and he told him that you have to say something. You need to say something about what happened by the Twin Towers. And just to give some chizuk to the Americans, the people that were there, people were in shock. And this, I think, is important to know what Rabbi Asher said, because of what happened yesterday in Boston. People are still shocked from the tragedy that happened. And it's sad for Americans and it's sad for everybody of what has happened, and it's just as shows what happened, what we go through in Eretz Yisrael all the time. But Rav Asher said the following. He said that when we're far away and you want to help, we want to help, we're all good people, we want to help, and especially by Twin Towers there, even some Yidden over there, but even by non-Jews, we want to help. But how could you help from far away? And he said, if a person is busy with Torah and Tefillah, if a person learns Torah, then that helps the world. That brings more of a kiyum to the world. Whether it's earthquakes, whether it's any other tragedies, if a person sits and is busy with the Torah and davening, then that brings more of stability to the world. And I think that's something that we can know from what happened in Boston. These are innocent lives, and whether it's Goyim or whether it's Yidden, it's a tragedy, and it's sad, and they're creations of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And a person wants to help, but we're not anywhere near Boston. We're here in Passaic. How are we supposed to help? If a person, we go to Shiurim, whether it's a Shiur on the phone, whether it's a Shiur in Halacha, whether it's a Shiur in Ashkafa, whether it's a Shiur in Chumash, or Tefillah, whatever the Shiur is on, every little bit, even if for women that are not obligated in Talmud Torah, let's say, but they're obligated in the halachas that they know, or even if they do learn, they do get rewards, and going to Shiurim and keeping the Torah and davening and being careful at davening, that is brings more of a kiyum to the entire world. That brings more stability to the entire world. And all of us can do that. Day in and day out, we have that ability, and Be'ezus Hashem, that we should be able to strengthen ourselves in all of these types of areas as we approach Shavuos, as we approach Kabbalah Satayra and Matan Tayra, and with that, Be'ezus Hashem, we should see no more tragedies in the entire world. Okay, everybody should have a good night.